Tori Petri here in Allen Park with Tim Twinnyman here to discuss the Lions' latest free agent signing. That is wide receiver Marvin Jones from the Cincinnati Bengals. Tim, what do you think of that signing?
Yeah, shortly after saying goodbye to Calvin Johnson, they say hello to Marvin Jones, and obviously not Calvin Johnson. But, you know, look, here's a productive guy. He had over 60 catches last year, over 800 yards. He had four touchdowns. He's got good size at 6 foot two, you know, 4'4", 6'40 guy at the combine, so he can stretch the field a little bit too. And, you know, just looking at some of his statistics, you know, Golden Tate led the league last year in missed tackles, or, you know, forcing missed tackles with 30. You know, Marvin had 12, which ranked in the top 16. So he's not just a deep threat guy. He can make guys miss. I think he fits really well into Jim Bob Cooter's in terms of being a versatile guy. Not only can he, you know, get you downfield with some of that speed, but he can make guys miss. I think you can do a lot of things with him.
Obviously, you're not going to replace Calvin Johnson. Impossible task to do, but you do have to replace that production that he brought to the field. Obviously, the Lions are going to miss Calvin, not only in the production on the field, but the legacy that he left. But you have to do something about making up for the yards and the touchdowns and everything that Calvin gave you. Do you think that they have found that in Marvin Jones, a guy who can maybe be a little bit of that deep threat beside Golden Tate?
They found part of it.
Right.
You know, I think they found a chunk of it. You know, Calvin had over 1,200 yards last year. He had 9 touchdowns. I don't think Marvin's going to replace that just in one guy, but you're also expecting Eric Ebron to take a bigger leap in year 3 than he did in year 2, so there fills some of the production. You're hoping that Theo Riddick can continue to be that terrific receiver out of the backfield, led all running backs with 80 catches last year. You hope he can be on an upward trend, and then you hope maybe Golden Tate gives you 2013 Golden Tate, where he was a Pro Bowler, 99 catches, led the team. And then I think with all those pieces combined, now you filled that production. So I don't think it's just Marvin Jones. I think you don't put it all on his plate. I think you ask Eric Ebron, Golden Tate, and some of the other guys to pick it up as well, and I think as a group, now you can fulfill that production.
I think one highlight of Marvin Jones is the fact that he's only 25 years old. Obviously, Calvin was 30. He was nearing the later years of his career. The Lions needed to start looking at how to make up for his loss once he was gone. Happened a little bit sooner than they might have expected. But Marvin Jones is only 25 years old, so you do have a young guy in there beside Golden Tate that can be here for years to come.
Yeah, a guy coming into his prime. And then I think you're also now, I think you need to add one more receiver. I don't know if you need to do that in the first round that we talked about in the previous video at number 16 with like a Laquon Treadwell. I think now maybe you can look to day three of the draft. Guys like Braxton Miller, Michael Thomas, Will Fuller, you know, another young pass catcher. Then you've got Golden Tate, Marvin Jones going into their prime, Eric Ebron, and all the pieces that we talked about. Now your receiver core, you've got some pieces, and you're building for the future, and that's certainly what Bob Quinn is looking to do.
It definitely prioritizes wide receiver a little bit down the line a little bit in that draft process now that you do have another young guy in there to be either your one or two receiver. We'll see how things shake out here. But that is the latest news on free agent signing of wide receiver Marvin Jones from the Cincinnati Bengals. So stay tuned to DetroitLions.com for all of your free agency coverage. For Tim Twinnyman, DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petri.